Blog Talk Radio.
That's all right.
Okay.
Man.
Okay, K-Tipple. If a pimp is running down the street, he's about to do what?
He's about to tell them hoes, stop all that damn talking and go back to damn what?
Down anywhere again. Rolanda.
Okay, I am going to go with, he said Hades.
Mm-hmm.
Characters in movies. There are a lot of women actresses in movies, so I'm going to say slightly lower than that. And I'm going to go, look, I sound like I'm on the Million Dollar
Jeopardy. Hell yeah.
Look, I would like to ask the audience. Oh, okay.
Hot wife to be loose. I mean, I need to know what Miss TAZ is going to look like.
I have a picture, yes, here.
All women have their backs turned in a long Indian dress. Which back is hers?
The big back, yes.
Man, she's got a big Nagami. Carrying over the threshold, I may need a wheelbarrow.
You black man like big box? I heard song, baby got the back. Baby got the back. I like big butts and I can't deny.
Hold up, hold up, sir. Money a lot.
We didn't have no money. And here's the speech I gave DJ. We ain't got no money. All I got is $40 for gas. That's when gas was low. We ain't talking about just now, right? We talking about years ago in 97.
At least 20 years ago. Okay.
And gas was low. You can ride $40 and go all the way back down south. I said, I only got $40. We can't eat. No, we can't eat. I said, I know this girl in Louisville. And if she don't look good, we ain't staying here. But if she look good, I'm going to ask her to cook or so. So the whole time, man, you're going, please look good. Please.
But preach. Really?
Once I'm with you, I'll never go back.
Truly.
Here is a lesson that I wanna teach.
Girl, I'm still waiting. Practice what you preach.
Oh,
yeah,
Lord.
Just like I said, I seen you coming through that door with that pretty smile. Debbie, don't hit me in the head with a brick. It's just entertainment, girl. Just entertainment.
Hey, and from the second book, if it ain't making money, you said if I slap an H, I expect my money. Go on to elaborate, K Tickle.
Let me tell you something. It says what it says. If you put your money in a slot machine and your bag of a tiny chip don't come out, you slap that machine. And what happens?
I'm through. Mr. Turner. For real, than a mug. Let's get this in a movie and get one of these young, up and coming hip hop artists to play Chris.
I agree, and that's what we're shooting for too, and just being able to tell, you know, give an alternate, you know, an alternate to our story in terms of hip hop. So.
Correct. Well, I appreciate you for coming on. Like I said, I will stay in contact with you and definitely check on you from time to time. And when that next book come out, my brother, make sure you hit me up so I can get a hold of it. I'm one of your number one fans now.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. Listen, I'm a fan of the show, too. This is, you know, probably one of the best interviews I've had. You guys are, you know, absolutely great. I appreciate you. I appreciate everything you do. These type of venues are absolutely important because it helps artists such as myself, you know, for us to get to that next level.
Everybody else I see on the line, DJ, you in the house?
I'm here, babe.
ATAZP, live on Blog Talk Radio. we got in the house singer, R&B singer, Kyle Jason, talking about his new album, Something That Matters. It's coming out, and we're getting the first look at it. I'd like to welcome Kyle Jason into ATAZP Live. What's up, Mr. Jason?
How are you, man?
Man, I'm on chill, brother. On chill. I'm telling you, I first seen you on BET Jazz.
Okay.
And I seen a video, Why Am I So Funky?
Yeah.
And I was like, I already liked the title. And then when it kicked on, you were singing on different album covers and carrying on. So, you know, I was like, man, this is a pretty cool cat here. I got to get this CD, you know. Next day, I was at work. Next day at work, not even thinking about it. My co-worker next to me talking about, man, I looked on TV last night, seen this video. This dude named Kyle Jason. And when he said that, I said, yo, man, I got to get with this cat for real, man, because I seen the same video. We were tripping like, that dude is bad right there, right?
Wow.
So I hit you up, man. I had to seek you out. And now you in ATAZP right now, man. So I like to ask the first question. How did you start, you know, doing R&B, started singing?
Well, I mean, you know, I think my story's not that unique, to be honest. I mean, you know, at a very early age, you kind of know if you got that calling, you know, whether it be, you know, singing in little talent shows or whether it be, you know, singing in school, at, you know, chorus or something like that, and you get a little lead and then you see the people, you know, you feel the energy in the room rise and you know this is kind of like what you were put here to do. So at an early age, you know, 5, 6, you know, listening to, you know, the legends that's out there, you know, the Stevies, the Marvins, you know, Michael mm-hmm. Jackson, you know, you want to be Michael Jackson, you want to be, you know, you know, I had the flyaway afro though. My afro wouldn't stay around. It would just fly away, man. But that's it. You know, at an early age, like I said, I think most people have the same story, you know.
Well, you did have the same moves in that video. You were spinning real hard, dog. I went back and watched it again.
I tell people all the time, one of the things that triggered, you know, my whole loving the performance side of the entertainment business, not only writing and producing, but the performance side. I tell people the story all the time. I was 5 years old. My mother took me to the Apollo Theater to see James Brown. And that was one mm-hmm. of, like, the first live performances I ever really, really saw. And that kind of just gave me, you know, the bug right there. So, you know, and nobody did it better than James. So, you know.
Well, I'm going to start off with the song, Why Am I So Funky? I know you didn't send it to me, but I had to play it. So this is what enlightened me to you. And it was like, whoa, I got to talk to him. I got to at least get the CD and jam, shake my head. This is the song, Why Am I So Funky, which is the coolest title in the world.
Because
I might need to do that myself. Why Am I So Funky, part 2, for real. Mm-hmm. This is Kyle Jason.
Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to introduce you to a phenomenal musician and his band, Mr. Kyle Jason.
Go on, count it off.
Yeah.
Man, that thing is hot, dog. It's still hot.
Thank you, man. Yeah, it's been a minute. It's actually been a minute since I've even listened to that. That is sounded good, man.
Yeah, I love that song. You got that feel. You know what I'm saying? That certain groove where I appreciate it because I listen to a lot of music,
right.
And I don't move to the whole jam, but that whole jam I was like still in my ear listening to it, grooving with it. Where do you think your style is close to? I mean, is it different than anybody else's, or do you think you pattern yourself after somebody?
Because
I can't even put my finger on it. It's like real intense funk, really.
I know, it's funny. I mean, I get that question a lot, like who are your contemporaries or where did you get your style from? And to be honest, there's so many artists that I've been influenced by over the years and even modern day now. I mean, what's going on in music now, there are some really good artists. But, you know, you can go from Marvin to Stevie to James Brown to Sly Stone to Jimi Hendrix to Alice in Chains. I just like good music. I appreciate the art form, and anybody that does what they do well, you know, I listen to it and I kind of absorb it, and you know, through osmosis, I guess you take a piece here and take a piece there. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I don't particularly pattern myself after any one particular artist, or you know, I don't think that that's a good thing for any artist to do, really. You know, what moves you is what moves
right.
you, and what moves me today may not have necessarily moved me 5 years ago. You know, so you evolve, and what's moving you now, you speak on it and you create it or co-create it, like I like to say, and that's your truth. You know, at that point in time in your career as an artist.
Okay. Like to welcome DJ into the house, co-host D Lovely. You on, DJ?
I'm here, baby.
I know you caught the end of the song.
I did, but it caught me just right. I was like, "What is this?" So I was enjoying that.
Do you play any instruments, Kyle, or do you just? I'm sure you write your songs, man.
Yeah, I write all my own stuff pretty much, and I play guitar and piano enough to write to, you know, like if I hear a groove, I'll be able to write it, you know. I'll show the real guitar player, like, okay, here's the lick, you know, here's how you play, here's what the basic idea is, or a piano player, I'll say, well, here's the basic chords, this is what we're doing it around, and then I'll get the, you know, the real cats to come in and play it, you know.
Okay, cool. I had seen you when I was looking on YouTube, I seen a video with you and Chuck D, Girl Crew Order.
I have
a friend that helped put that group together. She was on the show before too.
Okay.
I know they were down with Chuck D as well. Do you like hip hop, or do you? I mean, you just strictly R&B, but do you like hip hop?
No. I love hip hop. You know, I love hip hop, and I say it. You know, I say, you know, in the truest sense of the art form, I love it. You know, I love people, all artists that have something to say and that deliver it in a kind of unique kind of way. My favorite artist is Mos Def. Like my favorite, like if someone says, well, you know, if you could work with any one of your contemporaries right now, I mean, people would say, okay, well, he's got to say D'Angelo, or he's got to say this one or that one. If I could work with any artist right now that's one of my contemporaries, it would be Mos Def. He inspires me tremendously. You know, so, and he's a hip hop artist, and I guess a lot of times, I guess listening to my music, maybe you might not think that, you might not hear
right.
that, but I'd love to, you know, to work with him, and like I said, listening to him, and not only listening to him, his music, but just listening to him speak and vibe, you know, I just dig him, you know, he's a tremendous artist. So yes, in answer to the question, yes, I love hip hop.
DJ, you have anything?
Well, you know, I'm on your webpage, so
okay.
I'm enjoying your music. So it's hard for me to listen to you and listen to your music. So I'm just going to listen to your music and you guys talk.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to go through the snippets that you send me Kyle. Right. Okay. No need to speak. You want to give me a little, you know, intro to the snippet so
well,
I know.
No need to speak. I mean, is love at its highest form? You know, when you can sit with someone in a room that you love, and you can sit in silence, and you can just look at each other, and you can kind of speak to each other without saying a word, and you can feel the emotions. You know, that's it at its highest level. I mean, this is off the new album coming up, and it should be out in a couple of months, Something That Matters. And Something That Matters covers a broad spectrum. I mean, it's political, socially conscious, and it has some really nice love songs on it that take love, you know, I think it's a different take on love. It's not, oh, girl, I love you so much, let's get married, let's have some kids. I mean, and that's cool. I mean, that's a different thing, but I've tried to, through my own personal experiences, talk about love in a different way and in a deeper way, you know. So this no need to speak is about that, you know, loving without speaking, knowing.
All right.
That showed your vocal range, too.
Yeah.
You dipped on that one, baby. You did really well. I don't know what, baby.
Yeah, people question sometimes. They say, man, I didn't know your falsetto game was like that, baby. I didn't know you could get up there. You know, I said, yeah, I can do that a little bit, too. Yeah.
I want one of those.
You
have to see one of those up and bring it home.
I guess you like that, DJ.
I
right?
like it.
Okay, well.
That's nice.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
Poison to the People.
Yes.
That title had me where I normally, like I say on all the shows, I don't play everybody's song. I kind of listen to it when we're doing the show. But I wanted to play that one right away. It was like Poison to the People. What?
Right.
So
right.
Explain that one.
Right. Well, Poison to the People, I mean, is pretty simple. I mean, there's a lot of music, and not only music, but there's energy out here, things that you see on TV and things that you hear on the radio and online. Wherever you go, there's information. And there's a lot of, you know, negativity. There's a lot of poison that's being fed to the people, you know, especially artists.
Right.
Artists who boast about the things they have or the things that they've done. And it's in vogue. I mean, it's cool to have been shot. It's cool to have been in jail, and it's not really that cool, you know. So my thing with this whole record is balance. I mean, I think that if you're going to talk about those things, then let's have a little bit of something on the other side as well to give people a choice. You know, people need choices to pick and poke at. So Poison to the People is basically, I'm talking from both perspectives. I'm talking from a black man's perspective and a white man's perspective. I'm talking about the worst of what a black man can give his people and the worst of what a white man can give his people. And that's the poison that's being fed to them, and we need to read between the lines and decipher that and combat that with some balance. So that's what Poison to the People is.
I'm be the worst black man that I can be, but I'ma sell a whole lot of records to white folk, 'cause I'm a buck dance coon to get on TV, and I'ma embarrass a whole lot of my folk, 'cause I'ma tell them I've been shot, been in jail, I've sold drugs and I made bail, and I'ma glamorize it all, y'all take the fall, 'cause what I did was I found a book to sell my soul. I'ma be the worst white man that I can be. I'ma teach my children to hate black folk.
when the album come out again, because I'm about ready to give you some money now. I need that jam right now, dog. That thing is hit
soon. Actually, you know what? I think that's going to be the first single. Poison.
Thank you, sir.
First single, and it should be available real soon. It should be available a couple of weeks on iTunes, so people will be able.
Don't think I wasn't going to say that. You might need to put that as a single, dog. And has anybody ever told you you got that Prince sound too?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, I was a big, heavily influenced by Prince, you know. And like I said, what he does and what he's done, I mean, there are no words, you know. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I've heard that on some of the things I do. Yeah.
Yeah, that had me going there. Africa's root.
Yes.
Africa's root.
Africa's root. I mean, we can break it down. You know, we know. You know, the oldest bones ever found was that with the bones of a black woman. I mean, we don't need to go any further, really. But Africa's root really is about people getting back to the essence. You know, especially people of color, and in this instance, black people getting back to the root and the essence of what they were. You know, diamonds and gold and platinum around your neck doesn't make you a better person. You know, your skin, your brown skin, we come in all different shades. You know, people look at me and they say, damn, man, I didn't even know you was black because I'm so fair-skinned. I say, man, black comes in all different, you know, different colors. You know, we all, the rainbow, baby, we got it all. So what I'm trying to do with Africa's Root is just remind people of where we come from when we were kings and queens, how we used to treat our children and how we used to raise our children, how neighborhoods used to look out for one another and watch the children in the street and say, boy, I'm going to tell your mother. To talk about what's important for our future as people. So that's what Africa's Root is, just to get back to the essence of what we were, kings and queens, being intelligence, the higher mathematics, the higher sciences. It all comes from Africa. I mean, that's you know, I mean, all you got to do is open up some books and you can find out that information. So getting back to being proud of yourself as a people, basically. That's what Africa's Root is about.
I like that one too, man.
Thanks. That last line, I always preach that. It says, never underestimate the skin you're in, you know, because I think that people today, no matter what color they are, black, white, you know, or brown, you know, I think that they're underestimating the skin they're in by dressing themselves up in, you know, whatever the hottest, you know, clothing of the day is, or whatever the hottest jewelry of the day is, or whether they're sitting on 24s, or I lost count.
Yeah.
I mean, is that what people are sitting on right now? I don't know. I don't do it, baby. I don't know, you know. So when I say that, never underestimate the skin you're in, that's just, you know, be proud of who you are, no matter what color you are, what race you are, you know.
Now, from all your music, what do you want people to get out of it?
I just want people to walk away, you know, with something that matters. I think that people who followed me for a while, they'll hear the evolution. They'll hear that he's changed, or that he's reached another level in his life, you know, being a father, being a husband, going through the ups and downs of life, seeing things. I mean, I often say that if artists today, if the last 2 years, 2.5 years, hasn't given artists fuel and ammunition to write, then they need to look, you know, someplace else. They need to look for another job, because I mean, politically, socially, all the things that's going on—the first black president, you know, financial collapse, war, you know, oil spills. Now, I mean, there's so much fuel right now. Racism is running rampant. I mean, people don't even, you know, want to really talk about that, but it really is, you know, with one side against the other. And there's so many things going on, you know, families are suffering. So all of this. So what I want people to walk away with once they hear something that matters, is I want them to feel good again. I want them to feel good about music, you know, because it's not about, you know, a lot of music today is about, yo, look what I got. Look, I'm rocking this, and, you know, I can take you here, and I can do this, and I. And something that matters is more like we, you know. I keep saying, like, you know, one of the slogans, I got a lot of slogans with this record, but when I say, you know, this thing is bigger than me, but it ain't bigger than us. You know what I mean? So we can, together, we can do things. So I just want to give back. I want to give some type of good feeling. I want to make people walk away and have that good feeling left in their spirit, like when they used to listen to a record and they knew that the artist was with them. You know, I'm not separating myself from the people. You know, I'm one of the people. So I want people to walk away from that and say, yeah, he's not only singing for us, but he's not only talking to us, but he's talking with us. You know, and that's it, really.
I'm gonna play "There's No Excuse," and I think you summed it up with the thesis of the whole "Something That Matters." I'm looking forward to getting the CD, definitely.
Yeah,
well, because I've been a fan since I heard "Why Am I So Funky." I've been a fan since then, so I'm with you, bro. And and everything that you're saying is positive, and folks need to hear that now.
Right. Well, I appreciate it, man. Like I said, from the first time we connected through cyberspace and we talked about this, and I told you I was working on a new album, you know, and I made the promise that you would get the first interview, you know, I can't believe that like a year plus later, you know, we're finally making it happen. And I'm honored and I'm thankful, you know, that people out there such as yourself appreciates an artist like me and is willing to give me a platform to talk about my music and let my music be heard. I really appreciate it.
No problem, bro. Hey, like you say, why am I so funky? You are funky, dog. We gotta have you hold it.
Thank you, man. Thank you very much.
There's no excuse, Cal Jason.
Seems that I've been here for way too long. Sitting around waiting for my life to begin. Yeah, I've been watching the sunset on the dreams I left behind. Watching the rainfall overflow the levee. I can feel sorry for myself, blame the world. I don't know about you, but I got a lot of living to do. So I'ma break through, break free of the useless excuses. No more yesterday's news, filled with yesterday's blues. Papa got a new pair of shoes, and I'ma tell my story walking, walking. I can't blame somebody for the reason I never left the hood. I can't blame somebody for the reason I always been no good. Never got an education. Recognize my truth. There's no excuse. I don't know how I got this far. Stranded on the other side of happiness. Pocket full of conclusions. Derived from delusions. And a mind that only got room for me. But the mirror is a hell of a thing. And the soul got a hell of a swing. And the bell got a hell of a ring. And it'll let you know when it's your time to go. But will you be listening? Ooh. Like I'm listening.
Like I'm listening.
Then you see.
Then you see.
That you have no. No.
I can blame somebody.
I can blame somebody. Why?
Never left the hood.
Decisions and be good.
You can throw away the pain you had. Find your truth and simply say there is no excuse
for the reason I never left the hood.
I can blame somebody
for the reason I always been no good.
I can blame somebody.
Let me introduce myself. My name is Behina, from Queens, all the way from the NYC. I am a female independent artist, in which I am a singer, songwriter, and I produce my own tracks. That's right, y'all. So come check me out at dhynesunlimited.net. That is spelled D-H-Y-N-E-Z, unlimited.net. This is coming live from the ATAZ radio station in the ATL. So peace, love, and happiness to you all. Most of all, keep it real with yourself as well as others. Peace out.
ATAZP Live. I want to thank Cal Jason for coming in. That no excuse is bad, too, though.
Thank
That's
you,
a
man.
Bad joint. My wife had listened to it before I did.
Right.
She said, boy, that thing is bad.
Yeah.
Who is that again? Give me the rundown, you know.
Well, there isn't. I mean, you know, when you're a child and you can't do no better, you got to do what you're told, you know. But as you grow older, you know, as an adult, you know, you can make a decision. You know, you can make a decision to stay in the hood. You know, even if you don't know no better for 20 years, you can make a decision to say, you know what, I'm going to pick up a book. I'm going to start reading. I'm going to go somewhere. I'm going to buy a bus ticket. I'm out of here. You know, you can do anything you want to do. And I think that's, you know, a certain sense of empowerment is also what I'm trying to put in people's heads. You know, we can do anything. And like I said, it might be bigger than me, but it ain't bigger than us. And anybody can make that statement. You know, that's what we all need to be doing. So if we all get together, can't nothing stop us, man. I know you got a split, man. I got to be out of here, too, but I really, really appreciate you once again. Tell your people can check me out at www.kylejason.com. I know you're going to say that, right? Tell people
yeah,
where you can check you out. I know. And remember, you know, I used to do this. I had a radio show like in 2003 to 2005. I used to do this, man. And I introduced some beautiful people, man. So, again, that's what I said. I really, really appreciate what you're doing. So, yeah, hit me up, www.kylejason.com. There's links to my Facebook, my MySpace, my Twitter, right from that site, you know. My team is blazing me, you know, Athena Garnett and my girl Terry Bird, by the way, get better,
mm-hmm.
Terry. And we're doing it, man.
Well, thank you again, sir, and I can't wait till the CD come out because I'm definitely going to purchase it and bump it on the show for real.
Well, I thank you, man. We'll make sure you get a copy, man. It's all good. Really, really appreciate your time. You guys be cool.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, DJ, what's up?
Woo.
I know you was feeling that, wasn't you?
My goodness. Where do you get? Oh my goodness, he's pretty amazing. I just went on Facebook and I went to his page. I linked up to all everything he's got. I linked on it. I'm clicking on this. I'm gonna click on everything. So I'm gonna be joined to him at his hip every time he turn around. There I am.
Well, we're waiting on Glenn Cannon to call in. I seen him when he popped in, but he popped back out. I'm gonna play one of his artists. His artist, Princess T, this is a girl that I met on Music Places. This is before, like I told you, before MySpace. We were on Music Places. There was like 200 artists on there, and I connected with probably 199 of them. You know what I'm saying? So I had to connect with everybody on it because I was feeling everybody. This is Princess T, Ghetto Child. We're still waiting on Glenn Cannon to call in. If not, we will go on for 20 minutes because me and DJ got enough combo for 20 minutes. I know
we'll
that.
We'll bring it.
Here you go.
Okay. this is Patrick Ramsey. I'm here at ATAZP. I'm a friend of Taz. I met him through Ron, and I fly all the way from Jamaica just to check out his spot. They got it going on up in here, so, you know, I just want to say, me come here if you have fun, man, and I hope you check him out, too. Everything cool up in here, but boy, they got me here working here, putting up drips and stuff, you know. I don't know what that have to do with APAZP or ATAZP. But it's fun up in here, man. And we got Ron Smoot. Get ready to change his name. He want to call it Smooth Sound. That's what he want to call it.
That's my friend Patrick Ramsey. Came down a couple of years down here to the A, and we had just moved in a new house. And my wife had him working, putting up drapes and everything, fixing windows and everything. He decided to do a drop while me and Ron was recording a CD and recording a show in the studio. DJ, we do not have Glenn Cannon on.
What happened to Glenn? Did he fall off the planet?
Wait a minute now. We got CJ. Don't she run. I'm popping her in because she is the producer for the show. CJ! CJ, I got you. You are live on the show, and Glenn came in and he popped out.
Mr. Cannon, please call back.
I already did. I texted him. We got 16 minutes, man. So I'm just letting you know, Sherry. He came in and he popped in, and me and we were still talking to Kyle. That last song was still playing. And then, you know, I wanted to say something, but I couldn't.
He fell out.
Well, we have no guests for this half hour. I'm gonna play. Did you like that Princess T song, DJ, the last song I played?
Yeah, I did. I think I'm going to have some issues because it's hard to leave Kyle and go there. So,
you got issues.
I have issues. And you need to recognize them, and you need to accept that I have issues.
I'm going to play Toast. What'd you say, CJ?
I said he really did a great job.
He did.
Oh, yeah. For real.
I like the music.
I love his music. He's bad. Like I said, when I first seen him, oh, yeah, I got to talk to this cat. I got at least... you know, reach out and let him know. Man, that thing is popping right there, you know. So this next song I'm going to play is, of course, Princess T again. I think Glenn is singing the background on here because Glenn can sing himself. He's a CEO, but he does do background on a lot of these different artists of CD. And this is Coasting. It's got that R&B feel, so Glenn, I think, is singing on here.
So now I leave it in God's hands. I'll be coming. every day. Give me the strength to fight the enemy. Don't want to be another statistic for society. Voila. Holding on, being strong, pretending nothing's wrong.
I'm holding on,
trying to find my way out of this misery. Sometimes it even gets the best of me. You see, I got a lot of love to give, but it's hard to find. I got a lot on my mind. If I can take away the memories and the pain, I know you see a smile on my face again. Cause there's a part of me you'll never understand. But don't give up, cause God's got a greater plan. I just hold on tight, keeping the faith, so I know I'll be alright. And if my destiny's to die tonight, I know He'll bless me with a better life.
He grants me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to
Well, DJ, that got you a little bit.
Yeah, that's much better. But he needs to know that, you know, I only fall in love once a night.
You're not that kind of girl, huh?
No, I'm not that kind of girl. I have to choose.
Well,
I'm taken for the evening.
Well, I'm so glad that you came and joined us. And also, we are... won't see you next week, I know, because you won't be in.
Yeah.
But that's all right. You'll be out for probably 2 weeks then, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But
okay.
I'll be checking in, and it's a possibility that I may still be able to call in, just depending on the second week. So I've got you on my radar, and I'll let you know, because I don't want to miss anything. I hate missing out.
Yeah. I hate you missing out, too, because you seem to, like, gaining a whole nother list of artists that you want to put in your collection.
Listen, I am adding to my world. My world is getting larger and larger, and I love it. That's my favorite thing now. I can't wait to see who's on the show from week to week so I can find out if my world is going to grow.
And hopefully it did tonight. Like you said, you fall in love once a night.
That's right, and I'm in. I'm in for the night.
Well, I want to thank you for being on the show. I want to thank Kyle Jason for being on the show. Like I said, it was almost 2 years coming because we had talked about it for 2 years.
Well, this was good. I'm glad you got him in. I think this is one of those things that people just need to know he's out there. And I went on his Facebook page, and there are people that are already responding saying they heard the show. So that's a good thing. You know, I'm glad to know that people are paying attention. And the opportunities are being brought to those who aren't getting as much notoriety as they should. And he's got skills, and he should be.
He definitely should. I think the first record deal that he did have, Janet Jackson was on that. That's where they took away the shine from him, because Janet was getting all the pub. She signed on after. Just as his album came out.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's why you didn't hear "Why Am I So Funky" like you should have heard it.
My goodness. Well, you know what? We know why he's so funky now, so we don't need to ask.
Yeah, and all things come to those who actually wait and continue to put in the work and continue to follow their dreams, man. Because like I said, when his album drops, it's going to be ugly. He might be the savior of R&B too.
You're right. I mean, that the fact that he can bring that falsetto like that is a dream.
Yeah, he messed me up on that.
I didn't expect it to go like that.
Yeah, he messed me up on that, I must say. I said, you showed some range on that, didn't you, Kat?
Yes, you did. I did not see that coming.
Well, again, thank you, DJ, for calling in. Thanks, CJ, for setting this up. I thank everybody that listened to the show. I'm just going to end it out with a song by Miss V and me, How Happy, and we're going to cut away until next week. I love you guys. ATAVP is going to be yield.
BB.
Her, my friend. Now you
know that I want you.